News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They chanted,
"Shut it down! If we can't get it!"
They sang. Then they ducked. As then ran for cover as gunfire overshadows protests in Ferguson, Missouri, 1 year after Michael Brown's death. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Dave, night fell in Ferguson on Sunday, and that is when shots rang out on undercover officers, leading to a chase and then a gun battle, with one suspect taken down and now in critical condition.
There were probably six different shooters on the other side of the street, gunfire coming from a couple different flashpoints.
St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar now searching for others involved. Four officers uninjured, though placed on leave. We're told the suspect's stolen handgun was recovered at the scene, with more protests expected today. Dave.
Jeff, an accused mass murderer is due in court in Houston this morning. David Conley's charged with breaking into a home, killing an entire family, a man, woman, and their five kids, and a sixth child believed to be his own 13-year-old son he had had with her. This woman's a distraught neighbor.
I mean, it's so close to home. It's so close to home when this kid was at our house all the time.
The EPA is testing the water in areas along the Animas River in Colorado that's turned to fluorescent orange or yellow, contaminated with 3 million gallons of wastewater federal officials released by mistake from an old gold mine, full of high levels of arsenic, lead, and other metals. It's reached New Mexico. Governor Susana Martinez says,
"You see something that your mind isn't ready or adjusted to see."
Donald Trump not backing down from his post-presidential debate rant against Fox moderator Megyn Kelly.
"She should really be apologizing to me. You want to know the truth."
He tells MSNBC her questions were unfair and unlike questions to the other Republicans. Trump leads an NBC online poll after the debate with 23%, 10 points ahead of Ted Cruz. Ben Carson's third. Carly Fiorina, off her big debate performance, shot up to a fourth place tie with Marco Rubio. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When I would binge, I would feel completely out of control. I would eat so much during my binges. After a binge, I would feel so bad about myself. Hi, I'm Sunny C. Gold. I'm a magazine writer and editor. I was diagnosed with binge eating disorder. My advice to someone suffering is to just get help. There is hope. If you're an adult who's binged at least weekly for 3 months, learn all of the symptoms at BingeEatingDisorder.com. Then talk with your doctor.
Sponsored by Shire.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8, same great rate. It's hot outside. Now is a great time to get your air conditioner working at top performance, or it may be time to replace it. At Superior, we're offering 0% interest for 60 months with approved credit on any new comfort system. That's 5 years, zero interest, right now at Superior. Start saving money by calling us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealestate.com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to zarealestate.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW news time is 8:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Multiple emergency agencies were at Lake Bryan during the weekend looking for a Bryan man who was last seen in the lake. Police announced the body, believed to be 44-year-old Jose Luis Lara, was recovered last night around 6, about 24 hours after friends reported him missing.
His friends were advising us that they saw Jose Lara in the water, and that's the last place they saw him. So Bryan Police, Texas Parks and Wildlife, the Bryan Fire Department, College Station Police, and along with some search and rescue groups came out.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says an autopsy will be done to confirm the identity and get a cause of death. What started as a car fire in the Northgate District over the weekend caused additional damage. College Station Battalion Fire Chief Robert Mumford says they are still looking into what started the initial fire, where the driver pulled into the Rampart apartment complex on Nagel. Mumford says the driver parked between two other vehicles, the fire damaged a neighboring pickup, and the radiant heat ignited a nearby fence and began melting a cable TV line. A College Station woman fired from her teaching job in Hearn is accused of keeping her school-issued laptop.
27-year-old Jessica Lundquist was arrested for filing a false police report. According to the arrest report, Lundquist reported a vehicle burglary May 31st in College Station where the laptop was stolen. On June 11th, the Texas received a call from Hearn ISD that Lundquist had been released from her position as a fifth-grade teacher. When she was asked to return the laptop, which was purchased with grant money, she said she couldn't because it had been stolen. That led police to Lundquist's home, where they saw the computer on the coffee table. She told the officer she deserved the MacBook because her principal was treating her unfairly. Twice in 5 days, a College Station man is arrested for harassing a Texas A&M student. Out of jail on bond again is 44-year-old Dr. Taryn Barjawa. He's listed on the A&M website as an assistant research scientist with the Nuclear Security Science and Policy Institute. The victim, according to the arrest report from University Police, has left school and has moved out of Brazos County. He is accused of contacting the victim multiple times since March after being told not to by UPD detectives. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Another reminder to lock vehicles comes after thieves hit suburban and rural homes east of Bryan on Friday between midnight and 5 a.m. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says property was taken from 20 unlocked vehicles parked at 14 locations.
As the county becomes more urbanized and the rural parts of the county become more urbanized, I'm afraid, you know, there's a high possibility we'll see more of this sort of activity.
As Stewart continues to promote calling 911 anytime to report suspicious activity.
We welcome those calls, and we will certainly go out and check it out because it's, you know, we can't be everywhere, and our residents' eyes and ears are very, very important to us.
You can also call Brazos County Crime Stoppers or the Sheriff's Office. Those numbers are on our website at WTAW.com. Here's another traffic advisory for the next 2 days for those driving the freeway southbound between Briarcrest and University. The TxDOT District in Bryan reports that one lane of traffic will take place between 8:30 and 4:30 to complete the construction of new on and off ramps. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846 8400.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
It's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
The heat continues this week. The National Weather Service putting a heat advisory up for today and expires at 8 p.m. Sunshine 100 to 105 today. Mainly clear overnight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Sunshine's back with us tomorrow, 100 to 105. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunshine, maybe a stray thunderstorm Wednesday afternoon. Highs on Wednesday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So it's time for our airline segment, our airplane segment. How about your old buddy Elon Musk walking on a flying airplane?
Man.
Jeez. Instagrammed that out there. His wife did. Who knew he was a daredevil?
I was going to say, I guess when you have a few billion dollars, you need to do something to ramp up the excitement.
Yeah, he and his wife named Tallulah Riley, she's an actress, well, she's not anymore, she doesn't need to be unless she wants to, spent their vacation walking on top of a flying airplane, wing walking is what
walking
it is called.
Walking on airplanes.
Something like that, yeah.
That just cost you $15 million.
Yeah, she did, but she sent out an Instagram thingy of them doing that, so it's rather interesting. Also, within the last hour, the crews of four airlines each reported seeing a drone while approaching Newark Liberty International Airport. It actually happened on Sunday, but they've reported it here in the last 30 minutes. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, none of the flights took evasive action. All landed safely with no delays. Crews of an ExpressJet, a Northwest Airlink, and two United Airlines flights reported sightings, which all happened just after noon at altitudes of 2,000 to 3,000 feet. So, probably not good. Pretty busy airport. Or, you know, you could be on an airplane with two drunk pilots.
Boo.
Two pilots of a Boeing 737 passenger jet were arrested for suspected alcohol abuse after they were due to take off in Norway. They were scheduled to fly 109 passengers on a four-hour journey. Well, they'd have sobered up by then. From Oslo to the Greek island of Crete on Saturday when they were taken off of the flight and placed in custody. Yeah, that's not good. Two of the three cabin crew aboard the Air Baltic, let's remember them, jet, were also arrested on suspicion that their blood alcohol level is over the legal limit. So, in other words, they were having a party flight whether anybody else knew about it or not.
Yeah.
The third crew member has not been accused of any wrongdoing. He's wondering why he wasn't invited to the party. Four out of five crew are under initial suspicion of alcohol abuse, says the statement from Air Baltic. So, there you go. It's an airline based in Latvia. Just saying. Okay. So, we know that there's all sorts of organizations out there who decide, hey, we need to start looking better in the eyes of the general public, so let's go ahead and fund some research, okay, that makes us look good. So the Danish Dairy Research Foundation decided that they would do that. They decided to fund a study about their popular cooking ingredient. But when the research was delivered, it wasn't exactly what they were looking for. Apparently, the study's findings that were published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition established that even moderate levels of butter consumption could result in higher cholesterol. At the very least, the study showed that butter raises blood cholesterol levels more than alternatives such as olive oil. So a study about butter, funded by the butter industry, found that butter is not good for you. You just put oil on a hot English muffin and see how that tastes, okay? I'm just saying. Olive oil's not going to taste very good. Butter's pretty good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's hear it for the preacher. His name is Kevin Cosby. He's had an honest conversation about race at his Sunday service in Louisville. Now, he preaches at St. Stephen, which is the largest African-American church in the state of Kentucky. And his message was simple. Stop twerking. Start working.
I like it.
I'll buy that T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. So there. That's
clever.
That's not bad. He's probably waited for the right time to let that one go. White jeans have gotten a bad rap the last few decades, but this season, white jeans have a makeover. Back then, only the super fit could wear tight white jeans, almost like a status symbol. The new breed are boyfriend jean shape, complete with rips, rolls, hemlines, and baggy bottoms. Well, that just makes some painter's jeans, painter's pants, doesn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, and I got it by mistake, wasn't meant for me, but I got a Duluth catalog. Have you guys ever gotten one?
Oh, the Duluth Trading Company?
Yes.
I love their products.
Have you ever gotten one of their catalogs?
No.
Man. Well, it's their commercials all through and through. I mean, it is great.
They have incredible video commercials.
Yeah, so. They do. They really do. And again, I don't know. It may be online. I'm not sure. But it was entertaining to read, at least. And their stuff's not cheap. I mean, they're proud of it and all that kind of stuff. But
apparently it's bulletproof, though.
Yeah, it is. It's got some, they have some excellent items in there. I don't know. There's, again, for people who have to work. Well, they put gussets in places where there aren't gussets usually, you know what I mean. And so kind of good.
They have a line of ballroom attire, too.
That's what I was talking about.
Yep.
So was Bigfoot... Was Bigfoot sighted in North Carolina?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
That's what one man thinks after shooting a video.
I saw it. No.
Okay. He says it's the legendary creature. Apparently, there are some who have different opinions. Why did you think? Was he wearing like a gimme cap or what was
no,
it?
No, it just, it's so far away. It just, no.
Okay. Eric Walters, recently taking a vacation with his wife and another couple and his dog Zippy. Zippy is a Yorkshire Terrier. I don't know if we care about that. He went to take Zippy for a walk through the forest last Thursday morning, and it was then that he inadvertently captured the video while he thought he was filming a bear. In the video, a large black figure can be seen standing in a nearby field. The figure appears to have fur and extra long arms. Mr. Walters isn't convinced that the figure is a legendary Bigfoot, but he's keeping his mind open.
Has anyone seen Ron Perlman lately?
You know, I haven't. I haven't. But you have to keep the microphone very close because he talks like this all the time. Okay. How did they ever mic him up for that show? You ever figure that out?
Mm-mm.
I never watched it, but I mean the little snippets, being a radio nerd, how'd they mic him that you could hear it like that? Anyway. Guy in China is in police custody after he broke into an apartment, fell asleep during the night, during the nighttime burglary. The resident of the apartment said he woke up to get a drink of water and heard somebody snoring under the kitchen table.
Wow.
Oh, that's a bad day. It is a really, really bad day. I don't know. We've got another one of these stories. Do people really butt dial 911 that much?
It has to be like an emergency setting.
Okay. See, that's what I'm thinking.
All right, and that's fine. Okay, I guess I can go with that portion of it. But then this is yet again another story about somebody who butt dials 911 and then begins discussing crimes that they are going to commit.
Oh.
See, now
that's karma.
See, I think that's the hardest part to believe here. The butt dial, I get it. I mean, that certainly can happen. Pocket dial, if you will. But the, yes, matter of fact, but because of the inadvertent dialing of the 911, it allowed dispatchers to listen in on the conversation. The butt dial call could not geolocate the people that were talking, but the dispatchers learned the phone number had recently been assigned to 142-year-old Scott Esser. He has been charged with burglary. So I guess he was actually discussing what he had already done rather than that. I've got a story about our names. Our names. I may save that until tomorrow because it's interesting where and Patrick especially, you'll like this because, you know, it has to do with where your name appears in the alphabet.
Uh-huh.
As we've talked about since you... Or the caboose on that train. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
last name that is.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll see. In the meantime, Gabe had landed a job as a Walmart greeter. It's a joke. Which was a good job for many retirees. Unfortunately, he only lasted a day, about 2 hours into Gabe's first job, day on the job. A very loud, mean-acting woman walked into the store with her two kids, yelling obscenities at him all the way through the entrance. Well, of course, following his greeter training, Gabe said, "Good morning and welcome to Walmart. Nice children you have there. Are they twins?" Well, the woman, who, again, mean and angry, stopped yelling and said, "What? Well, no, they ain't twins." Oh, they're assuming people who shop at Walmart use incorrect grammar, but nonetheless. "They ain't twins. The old one's 9, the younger one's 7. Why in the world would you think they're twins? Are you blind or just stupid?" To which Gabe said, "Well, I'm neither blind nor stupid, ma'am. I just couldn't believe that anybody was with you twice. That's why I thought they were twins."
Water. Every living thing needs it to survive. The Texas economy runs on water, too. To grow our food, for manufacturing and jobs. To keep our homes and cities running. For recreation and to create the electricity we use every day. Water. What would we do without it? The water we conserve today can serve us tomorrow. This important message brought to you by the Texas Water Foundation and the Texas Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW in the studio with Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau. How are you this morning?
Doing great. How are you doing, Kevin?
Good. What are we covering today?
October 1st, credit card usage is going to change.
How?
Finally, in our country, we're getting the cards that have the little chip with the random generator that generates a different number for every transaction.
Oh, cool.
Supposedly making it a lot more secure for not only consumers, but for our businesses out there. But there's some changes we're going to have to get used to.
Such as?
Well, the banks that produce those cards for us have got to get on the stick before October 1st and get us new cards. Or if they fail to do so by October 1st, they could be looking at some liability.
No kidding.
Yeah, what's going to happen is if the retailer that you're shopping with has the brand new equipment that will accept the new cards, they have complied with the regulations, okay? And they won't suffer any liability if there is a fraud situation.
Gotcha.
It'll go back to that bank if the bank did not give a new card with that chip in it. So there's a liability shift that's going to happen on October 1st.
I'm sure you've got a lot of links and stuff like that on your website, don't you?
I don't have any links there on this story. I picked this up over the weekend. But if anybody wants this information, I'll be happy to give them to them. Actually, people in the Brazos Valley should be receiving letters from their bank if they are getting a new card, alerting them to this new EMV that's going to change our lives a little bit.
Very cool. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, as usual. And that's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Ranking Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Hollywood summer has had runaway sensations and heartwarming hits. Now it has its fiasco. Fantastic Four, 20th Century Fox's attempt to reboot the superhero team-up franchise, debuted with just $26.2 million at theaters over the weekend. It's a rare humbling for a Marvel superhero film, which often grosses more than $20 million in just one night. Mission Impossible Rogue Nation held the top spot with $29.4 million in its second week. China's rapidly diversifying internet giants are now taking on Western food chains at their own game, door-to-door delivery. Startups backed by the likes of Alibaba and Tencent Holdings are enjoying brisk business as more diners opt to order in, taking customers away from long-established Western chains, including McDonald's, KFC, and Pizza Hut. Crude oil trading at $44.11 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating moderate gains at the open. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, I see a lot of these guys on TV and in magazines all the time telling me they can show me how to invest my money wisely. Well, you know, that's good as far as it goes, but I hardly ever see anyone telling me how I can make the money to begin with. Almost no one can tell me how to make more money now and set it up so that the extra money continues for years to come. But you know, I have found a way, and I'd like to share it with you. It's a method of making money fairly quickly without having to get a part-time job or joining a club or going out and recruiting people. Yeah, you see, I won't do that, so I wouldn't expect you to do it either. But if you're interested in making as much as $1,000, $2,000 a month more at just 3 hours a week at home, well, then check out this website, assignmentforsuccess.com. Yep, that's assignmentforsuccess, all one word, .com. I think you'll find the information there is really something you're going to like. AssignmentForSuccess.com. Okay, back to our story.
Unless you've been living in a bottle left on the beach in Fiji, then you know it was Frank Sinatra that made the song and image of My Way famous. And I guess you could say he did many things his way, but there's one that really personifies that lifestyle. And I want to tell you about this man. It started back in 1955 when he got his first big break. CBS was looking for a show to compete with what, at the time, was a huge hit, The George Gobel Show. Now, I know many of you remember George, but for those of you who don't, he was a super television star at the time. His show was number one in the ratings week after week. CBS needed such a show, and our hero came along just at the right time. CBS executives told him, "Be like George, just like George." But he objected. "I'm not like George," he said. "Didn't matter," they said. "We want you to be another George." He tried. He failed. So the geniuses at CBS came up with a new idea. Be like Gleason. Jackie Gleason was on top of the world with the Honeymooners. But our friend said, "I'm not Gleason." "Didn't matter. We want you to be like Gleason," CBS said. You guessed it. That didn't work either. And what happened next was almost sad. The performer got the blame for the failure. Word spread throughout the entire television community like fire. He was a risky commodity. As far as television was concerned, he was dead. Just another wannabe that never was. But one thing did happen to this man. He learned a hard lesson. One that told him if he ever got another chance, he had to be himself. Not Gobel, not Gleason, not anyone else. Well, he finally did get another chance a few years later, and sure enough, the network told him to be just like, well, that's when he interrupted and told the network that he had to be himself and refused to be like anyone else. It's a little-known fact that this multi-talented performer did finally make it and make it big. Very big. But only by refusing to be Steve. Yep, that's who the network told him to be, Steve Allen. But he refused and did it his way. And that's how the flop of the 50s became the hit of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. 30 years later, he retired the most successful television personality in the world, Johnny Carson.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Before you use the ATM again, listen up. ATMs everywhere are under a heavy and escalating attack by organized criminals. It's not the bank they're after, it's you and your bank account. The numbers are staggering. For ATMs located at the bank, attacks are up this year 147%. For standalone ATMs, the number is 315%. The criminals use what's called credit card skimmers. Sometimes, if you look closely at the credit card slot on an ATM, and you always should, you may actually see the skimmer. As your card slides in, the skimmer, attached to the front of the credit card slot but disguised to look like a part of the ATM, reads your card's information before the ATM does. The thieves are getting smarter. They're now finding ways to embed the skimmers into the ATM, making it really hard to detect. You have two lines of defense. If an ATM doesn't look right for any reason, don't use it. Use online banking to check your account often and quickly alert the bank to anything that doesn't look right. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.comando.com. That's KOMANDO. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. A Texas A&M nuclear scientist was arrested twice in 5 days on charges that he harassed a student to the degree she left the university and moved out of Brazos County.
Dr. Taryn Bardawaj is listed on the A&M website as an assistant research scientist at the Nuclear Security Science and Policy Institute. According to the arrest report from university police, he was told in March and again in May to stop all communication with the victim. His first arrest was last Tuesday. Less than 3 hours after posting bond, he's accused of sending the victim another email. The message contained, among other things, his concern about how the arrest will affect his career. That led to the second arrest early Saturday morning. He spent about 8 hours in jail before posting a second bond. A fifth-grade teacher fired from the Hearn School District told College Station police she deserved keeping a school-issued laptop because a principal was treating her unfairly. That led to the arrest of 27-year-old Jessica Lundquist on a charge of filing a false police report. About 6 weeks ago, according to the arrest report, Lundquist told officers her vehicle was burglarized and the MacBook Air was taken. 11 days later, detectives were notified by Hearn school officials Lundquist was dismissed and she wasn't able to return the laptop because she reported it stolen. The following day, two officers went to Lundquist's home. After a detective immediately saw the laptop on her coffee table, she admitted to lying and making a false report about the computer, which was purchased with grant money. For the sixth time since last November, a Plantersville man has been arrested by law enforcement in Brazos County. College Station police responded Friday during the noon hour to the mall. An off-duty Grimes County Sheriff's deputy reported she, two store employees, and a witness were chasing a man who stole a pair of $160 Air Jordans from Champs. 23-year-old Cody Bird was caught when he was tackled by an assistant manager. According to the arrest report, Bird also had 37 pills containing ecstasy and also had marijuana. Bird, who is awaiting trial on a criminal mischief charge in Bryan, was arrested in May for a residential burglary. He served 60 days in jail for two counts of driving with a suspended license, and he was arrested twice on the freeway for speeding after being clocked at 87 and 95 miles an hour. An alert employee at a Bryan check cashing business resulted in police making three arrests. Friday afternoon at the Ace Cash Express on South Texas, an employee told police two men were trying to cash checks with two spelling errors. One was Texas, spelled T-E-A-X-S. That led to the arrest of two Houston men, 44-year-old Randy Bishop and 26-year-old Jabai Franklin, on forgery charges. A third Houston man waiting in their parked SUV was arrested for a bond forfeiture from Harris County and marijuana possession. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man who was last seen in the water at Lake Bryan Saturday night is believed to be the body recovered by a search and rescue team Sunday evening. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says friends of 44-year-old Jose Luis Lara reported him missing.
Almost 24 hours after he disappeared, they did locate a body in the water, and it's believed to be Mr. Lara, but we have to send that person off to autopsy to confirm, one, the cause of death, and to confirm his identity.
The search resulted in closing the boat ramp and blocking the public from the area where Lara was last seen.
The water is very murky, very hard to, you can't see anything under the water, so that also comes into play.
Search crews from multiple agencies also dealt with triple-digit temperatures. College Station fire investigators are looking into the cause of a car fire over the weekend in the Northgate District that spread to a second vehicle and neighboring property. Battalion Chief Robert Mumford says when the driver smelled smoke, he pulled into the parking lot of the Rampart Apartments on Nagel. Mumford says the driver parked between two vehicles, then got out. That's when the car began smoking and caught fire. The heat from the fire damaged a neighboring pickup, melted a cable TV line, and ignited a nearby fence. Brazos County Sheriff's officers are investigating another round of vehicle burglaries. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says Friday between midnight and 5 a.m., 20 unlocked vehicles were hit at 14 locations.
People are comfortable in the county, and I'm happy for that. The drawback is, however, if you're going to leave your vehicle unlocked, don't leave anything of value in there. Do not leave weapons in there. Do not leave electronics in there. Don't leave cash in there. It's too great of a risk. It's a crime of opportunity in many cases.
Stewart says they welcome 911 calls reporting suspicious activity day or night.
There's a lot of residents that go to work early, either their businesses or their jobs, and they're out and about very, very early in the morning. If they'll just anything that's out of place, we always encourage a phone call.
You can also call the Sheriff's Office or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Those numbers are on our website at WTAW.com. Two high schools located in the Brazos Valley have been recognized by the Texas Education Agency for meeting all seven academic distinction designations. Bryan Collegiate High School and Fairfield High School were among 153 campuses statewide to reach that level. Online at WTAW.com is a summary of the state ratings where all College Station campuses met state standards and all but three in Bryan achieved that level. The campuses rated improvement required were Fannin, Jones, and Milam Elementaries. If you drive the freeway southbound between Briarcrest and University, here's a heads up about additional construction. Today and tomorrow, one lane will be shut down between 8:30 and 4:30 to complete the construction of new on and off ramps. For those who've recently returned to town, the TxDOT District Office in Bryan reported the new freeway ramps between Harvey and Southwest Parkway will be completed in early November, weather permitting. WTAW News time is 8:38. It's 80 degrees. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
When was the last time you priced your homeowner's, ranch, business, or car insurance? Call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, and get a free rate quote. At Rollo Insurance, we are a local independent agency that writes with national companies that you know, including Travelers, Safeco, Allstate, Progressive, MetLife, Germania, and more. Farms, motorcycles, small business, we can insure them all. Quit spending too much money on insurance and call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
841, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's time to check some weather. We got some for you. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here are hot numbers.
The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for today. It's in effect through 8 p.m. Lots of sunshine, 100 to 105 today. Overnight, generally clear. We'll fall back to about 75 to 80. For tomorrow, more sun. It remains hot, 100 to 105 tomorrow afternoon. The outlook for tomorrow night, skies will be clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sunshine, maybe a late-day storm Wednesday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The fourth season started this weekend, and I didn't know this? How could this be? House of Cards, Season 4. It's out there. They dump them all at once, you know.
Yes.
Right there. So, there you are. We'll see. There's a new power couple on the horizon.
I stalled out in season 3. I'm still trying to catch up.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Well, they said it was slower, but...
It was. Season 3, well, it was weaker. It wasn't slower. It was weaker.
Okay.
No, 2 was the best. We'll see what happens. A new report about an eating disorder that's emerged largely affecting men, WebMD... says many fitness buffs who are obsessed with bodybuilding and bulging biceps and six-pack of abs also are overusing dietary supplements.
Mm.
Survey found that more than 40% of men indicated that their use of supplements such as whey protein and protein bars and creatine, other stuff like that, had increased over time. In the research, one of every 5 men said they replaced regular meals with dietary supplements, which are not intended to be meal replacements. And at the extreme, 8% of the men said their physician told them to cut back or stop using the supplements due to the actual or potential effect that it could have on their health. 3% had been hospitalized, it said, with kidney or liver problems related to those. Response to the questions from the eating disorder questionnaire indicated that men are using the supplements for many of the same reasons that women turn to bulimia or anorexia. The male standard of beauty, if you will, emphasizes big muscles and a lean frame. Experts say it stands to reason that men obsessed with that image, that body image, would turn to supplements and exercise rather than fall into the eating disorder that would cause their body to waste away.
I am so safe.
So there you go. Yeah, I just, but again, it's, yeah. Okay, I read this story a couple of days ago, put it aside, we didn't have time for it, and so I brought it back up today. There's a new line of underwear for women designed to be removed and changed without removing your clothes.
Huh?
Yeah, that's kind of where I went, huh? The brand, Slick Chicks, now selling 3 styles of undies, your thong, your bikini brief, and your boy shorts. They all use a hook and eye closure on the sides of each pair so that the woman can slip in and out of a pair whenever she needs to. The designer of the underwear is a New York City woman named Helia Mohammadian. And she tells Mashable.com she came up with the idea after a Soul Cycle class, calling it a convenient way of wearing underwear without having to bend over and take off all your clothing. She says the undies are designed for women who prefer to avoid that not-so-fresh feeling, but also can be used by women with physical disabilities or incontinence issues. Okay, I can see that.
That makes sense.
She claims the underwear is discreet and easy enough that women can get in and out of their undies inside a subway train, at their cubicle desk, or at a restaurant.
My thought is it's not really that groundbreaking. They took a bra strap and put it on the side of the
undies.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's taking them off. What are we doing about putting them on? I guess you tuck them in like a shirt. Is that it? And then you you hook them?
I mean, you probably just hook up. You probably hook them laying, you know, when you're doing laundry.
Yeah.
No, he means you're trying to put them on.
Yeah, I mean, if you
probably go on just like undies.
Yeah. Well, no, you want to do it without taking your clothes off, so you tuck them in the front and then see.
My guess is it's a one-shot deal.
Yeah, not like you bring a bunch of them in your purse. A person found a police-issued rifle on the side of the road in Minnesota.
Oh, my.
Yeah, found to belong to a member of the Benson Police Department in Minnesota. Maybe a former member now.
Yeah.
After investigating, it was found the officer stopped to attach a trailer with a speed limit sign to his car. Popped the trunk to attach the electrical wires. He forgot to shut the trunk on the cruiser, and his service rifle fell onto the road. Chief of the police said that the officer had to suffer administrative ramifications. Yeah, I guess. Left the trunk open and the rifle fell out? Hello?
Concerning the undies, okay. I'm wondering what you do with the pal when you're in the restaurant and you have to dispose of something.
Yeah, no, you're right. I guess you call the wait staff over. Thank you. I'm not sure. Hi, need a doggy bag to go, so to speak.
Yeah.
Don't know. There's just different things out there. Military personnel, who served in Iraq and Afghanistan have returned home with an increased risk of skin cancer. I guess that kind of makes sense. According to a study from Vanderbilt University, being exposed to strong sunlight, desert climates, lack of sunscreen, lack of training about the risk of skin cancer, all factored into soldiers' increased risk. Yeah, really, being in the sun is not a good place to be. Shading yourself is a good idea. Putting sunscreen on is a great idea. All right, here we go. Mottos to live by. Mottos to live by. If at first you don't succeed, destroy all the evidence you tried. Yeah.
Thanks, Hill.
Yeah, there you go. Eagles may soar, but weasels aren't sucked into jet engines. Nobody's listening until you make a mistake.
Yes.
Okay. Success always occurs in private, failure in full view. The hardness of the butter is proportional to the softness of the bread.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sooner you fall behind, the more time you've got to catch up.
Hey, actually, that's a really good insight.
Yeah.
It's called fail early, fail often.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. If you must choose between two evils, pick the one you never tried. And finally, two wrongs. This is just the beginning.
Want to make a splash?
Yeah,
get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
For us, it's about your quality of life. Your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
the Cherry Rufino team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, Will Joe Motulampe. Will Joe, yeah, okay. Bomber plane shot down in Germany, 1944. Was never recovered. His mother held on to his Purple Heart until her death in 1966 when the medal disappeared. Decades later, in the 1990s, another family that had moved into the Minnesota home where they had lived, where he grew up, found the Purple Heart in a dump near their house. Tammy Hart was fascinated by the medal, began researching about Will Joe's life. Fortunately, his descendants returned to the home and asked if they had ever found the medal. And they did, and they received it back on Sunday. That's after 50 years. After
wow.
50 years. So that's kind of a cool story.
That is cool.
So
I was waiting to see if Mr. Downs is coming to work today. Do we know if Mr. Downs?
We do not.
Let's see. We'll just, yeah, there's one way to find out. I've got his number here someplace. Let me see. Let's see. Oh, his phone is so complicated. All right, here we go. Yeah, I know. Oh, I think we do have a phone story today about Apple. There's more of that out there. So, all right. So. Let's see if he answers his phone.
I don't know, that cool spacey noise in behind it's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it is kind of fun, isn't it? Yeah. Hmm. Okay, that's all. So, now, Patrick, you have a cat, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is good for you, too. So, have you wondered why your cat's eyes have those creepy vertical slits for pupils?
Okay.
No, you haven't wondered, huh? Yeah. A new study suggests the reason may be related to how your cat prefers to hunt. LiveScience.com says animals with vertical pupils tend to be nocturnal predators that like to ambush their prey. Research out of the University of California at Berkeley says the vertical pupils likely give animals the sharpest way to gauge distance for prey snatching. The new research also looked at the bizarre horizontal rectangular pupils found in goats and sheep. These animals are usually prey, and their pupils allow them to watch the terrain when running and sprinting away from danger. The circular pupils tend to be found in tall, active predators like humans that are awake during the day. So there you are.
Very neat.
The way that you
behave. Interesting.
It is. Hello.
So I'm listening to you call me on the phone.
Yeah.
And my phone never rang, so I wonder who you called.
Well, no, it wasn't. No, I was calling your office phone.
Oh.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, well. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm just running a little slow today.
Okay.
South celebrated his 70th birthday last night.
Hey,
we had a big party, and we partied. I mean, it was probably, oh, heck, 8 o'clock
got
out of there.
I was going to say, that was a healthy party if it was Dave.
Yeah, it
Dave,
was. I mean,
Dave
it was
party's
probably
healthy.
8 o'clock, and I'm just, you know, I just can't hang with the late hours like I used to could.
Well, and Dave's already been to the gym and worked out an hour and a half. I'm just saying to you, so
yeah.
There. Yeah, okay.
As a matter of fact,
well,
yeah.
That's it. So you couldn't do that, huh?
No, but anyway, I will be in at some point today,
okay.
I'm sure.
And
I'm confident of it, I think.
And my thought is now you drive by donut shops and you feel really badly even thinking you ever stopped there, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, have fun then. Thank you so much.
Good
all right.
Day.
Goodbye. Okay. Yeah. So there. Party like an old guy. The Islamic State state group reportedly is preparing to assassinate Queen Elizabeth. Have you heard this?
Yes, I saw a little blurb on that.
Britain's The Mail on Sunday revealed ISIS extremists are plotting to bomb the Queen Saturday at VJ Day celebrations, marking the anniversary of Japan's surrender to World War II. To do so, ISIS reportedly building pressure cooker bombs similar to the ones used in the Boston Marathon bombing. This year marks 70 years since VJ Day and the British monarchy turning out for the commemoration of said event. Citing anonymous sources, the Mail reportedly said that security measures for the Queen were under review as a result of the alleged ISIS plot, but police said it was normal and urged people to stay calm. Wow. But again, that's what terrorists do.
Right.
They change your life. That's what it's all about. So, nonetheless. But that's the only place I saw that. I was looking on the other news today after I'd read this early this morning, and not another word about it on any other news authority. So, just saying.
That may be one, though, that happens a whole lot more frequently than we ever hear about.
Very true. And that's fine. That's okay. I don't need to hear about it.
No.
I just need them to do their job, right? If they'll do that, we're good.
Life moves fast. It's hard enough finding time for the people and activities you love. House cleaning duties shouldn't get in the way. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and take back your precious free time. Live like you don't have to clean up later. Molly Maid, we're made for this. Call us today to start enjoying your home clean the Molly Maid way. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Also, check your mailbox for our newest offer.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings saved a choking woman by using the Heimlich maneuver on her. Hey, good for him. Yeah.
The, I think that, what do they call it? The abdominal thrust.
Oh, okay.
Heimlich was tired of getting sued by people who used the technique incorrectly.
That was a good point. That's an excellent point. Yeah, let's call it something different. Well, just to show you that Oprah Winfrey's just like the rest of
them. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, TMZ.com spotted Oprah sunbathing with her longtime bestie Gail King off the coast of Ibiza on a yacht called the Rising Sun, which just so happens to belong to David Geffen, who's worth like $1 billion. The ladies even got a chance to meet their neighbors out on the Mediterranean. That would have been Princess Beatrice. Invited her over so they could hang out. She was over on a boat owned by a Russian tycoon that's worth $350 million. The boat, okay?
Yeah.
That's the boat. He probably owns other stuff, too, I'm just saying. All right, for a look at the latest of Apple's iPhone and iPads in the stores, less than a month away from today on September the 9th, based on images and circuitry leaked last month, BuzzFeed News reports the new iPhone 6S will likely have a new touch force screen.
Yes.
Near-field communications processor, enabling users to wave their phones to pay their bills. Ha-ha. There you go. See, I understand the NFC. But don't you have to enter a code or something, else somebody could steal your phone and charge a lot of stuff?
I believe so.
Okay. I mean, there needs to be some security. Two models with different size screens, 4.7 and 5.5 inch. Fewer chips and your base storage in this phone will be 16 gig. I mean, is that just bizarre? Hey, the Democrats, Rush mentioned today, the Democrats have named their first six Democratic debates, none of them in College Station.
I'm just saying. Well, we had a bid for one.
We did. That's why I'm saying that. Yeah. October 13th, Nevada. November 14th, Des Moines. They're in Manchester, New Hampshire, Charleston, South Carolina. And two more will take place in February or March in Miami, Florida, or Wisconsin.
Well, it means they don't consider Texas a battleground state.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're not turning it purple.
Yeah. All right, this day, 1846, a guy named James Smithson, he was a scientist, gave $500,000, which was a lot of money back then, and thus the Smithsonian Institution was started. And John Walsh's son Adam's head was found, changed a lot of people's lives. 1981. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.